Hello. How's everyone doing out there? Currently been on a little break, and I've been enjoying it. But I'm back. And I wanted to say happy birthday to, we got three people this weekend, everybody. Are you ready? Because I am. And I'm going to be using a tried and true deck that I think gives some really clear messaging. It's called the Soul's Journey. And then what I'm going to do is give everyone a surprise with this deck that I just received. Called the Nap Ministries Rest Deck. Now, the only thing is, disclaimer, I normally cure my decks, CURE, just like, I do something with my decks before I start working with them. And I did not do that with the Nap Ministries Rest Deck because it's been so anticipated by me. And when it finally arrived, I bought two, by the way. I always try to buy two of the same deck, one that I use for clients and one that I use for myself. And I didn't get a chance to cure either deck, but I'm going to take the chance that Spirit will give good messaging because it'll be a follow-up card. And it's just for this episode. Don't get excited, future episodes. But the Nap Ministries mission resonates so highly for me, that I just felt compelled to use some of the messages being brought to the forefront for the happy birthday card recipients today. So, with that being said, this is going to be in a very exciting return after being off for a couple of weeks to the podcast. I had a great rest. Because that's the whole purpose of using Nap Ministries deck today was to reiterate this messaging of needing to rest and a rest as a form of resistance. So, with that being said, I'm looking forward to what these readings will have in store for our recipients. And I wish them nothing but love and blessings from my heart. See you on the other side. Toodles. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Hey, everybody. Happy birthday to Gwen Yachty. Listen, if you've ever been around the Hungry Medium community, you'll know that I'm talking about somebody very specific. I know who this person is. They are amazing. They are just super, super sweet. And I'm so excited that their birthday is here. So, Gwen Yachty, happy birthday to you, darling. I'm so happy this moment has met the day where I get to do a birthday card reading for you. So, as I said in the intro, we're going to start off with the soul's journey. And I'm going to pull a card from here and then I'm going to follow it up with some advice from the Nap Ministries Rest Deck. How does that sound? All righty. So, Gwignati, the card that I pulled for you today is all about success. darling. Whoa, I tell you, man, everything in alignment. So the card reads, I know that there is no greater goal than love. And I've just been on a love kick. I've been trying to speak words of love to the community. And I hope you take this messaging with the intention of love that is coming from my heart to yours. You know, success can mean a lot of things, Gwen Yachty. And when I say that, I say to the ego, okay? But the soul, like your source, your soul, only knows one triumph of success, and that is to love. When your soul is no longer manifested in this physical dimension, that's the time for reflection on how successful it was with the endeavor to find love, exude love, express love. Really, what we're saying here is there's a lot of missions out there for different souls and different sources. But the mission, the underlying theme or triumph behind the mission is always going to be love. The soul does not care how much money is in your bank account, okay? The soul does not care what kind of car you drive. The soul doesn't care about any of that. I mean, let's just be honest. It doesn't care about any of that. The soul only cares, Gwen Yachty, about how you express love and compassion. So when we are gone from here and you are gone from here, when the soul tries to decide, did I accomplish that mission, but did I also accomplish it with an expression of love, the endeavor, did I succeed in that expressed love and that expressed compassion? And if you could move forward with that awareness and that knowledge of yes or no, nothing else matters. If you can walk forward with your truth and authentic voice with the awareness that love being expressed from you, then you will know how successful you are. That is really what your soul is seeking, especially right now, darling. So take this year as a time to be sort of like preemptive. Stop what you're doing and reflect on whether whatever you were doing was being done with love and compassion. This can be done as so from the universe. The more love you demonstrate, what are your demonstrations of love, Gwen Yachty? Because the more love you demonstrate, the more love you will receive. And then eventually the ego won't be defining success through the material things in life. The ego's definition will be altered. You get what I'm saying? And your notion of how you would be perceived as successful will also change. Like, don't worry about other people. Worry about whether your soul is happy because you've done the expression of love and compassion. And, excuse me, all of these material things that you thought would make you happy, they just ain't gonna matter no more, girl. And so if I pull a card from the Knapp Ministry to follow this up, let's see what spirit, and please forgive me, I did not prepare these cards like I normally do, but I think with this deck, it doesn't matter. The deck that I pulled is a statement that says, I'm a fugitive from grind culture. To be a fugitive is to break free. So already, this is going to talk about the love of you. I know that. Let's see what it says. Become a fugitive from oppressive grind culture. Begin to embrace being an outlier. You can be in this world, but not of this world. Embody rest as the foundation of your deepest imaginings. Each individual thought focused on rest is powerful. Together, our thoughts can begin to dismantle grind culture. We can be free via rest. We can collaborate with our bodies, our ancestors, and our souls. Huh. I'm going to see if any of the other cards talk about the soul in this depth. But this is really the message of loving yourself first in order to express the love and compassion that spirit has directed you to do towards others, as the underlying motivation behind your life's mission. Gwynyati, I hope that you enjoyed this piece of information that I think will be transformative for you this year, your birth year. And I hope that you are living in love, living in compassion, living in light, living in heart. And I continue to pray for you and your evolution. Happy birthday, darling. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Infinite Healing One. Happy birthday to you. Thank you so much for agreeing to get a birthday card reading. This is exciting, and I'm excited for you. So I, as you know, am using the Soul's Journey deck, and the card that has come for you is loneliness. Loneliness, honey. Whoa, let me tell you, I talk about loneliness a lot because I think people confuse it with being alone. And there's a difference. For you, the card today of loneliness wants you to know this statement. I know that I am never alone. Okay? Now, the reason why this card may be coming to you today is because it wants you to know that there is a difference between being lonely and being alone. Feelings of loneliness typically originate from a sense of not appreciating the most important person in your life. Woo! Loose. So if solitude seems like an affliction, you just need to start working on creating a healthy relationship with yourself, sweetie. Only then will you attract others, right, who will nurture your soul. If you don't develop a healthy relationship with yourself first, You're only going to draw unhealthy relationships to you, period. So let's get it on and popping for this year, shall we? This lesson alone will fill you. This lesson of you creating a healthy relationship with yourself. How can I know the rest deck is going to tell you something, honey? Ooh, honey, I knew to pick that rest deck for today. And now let's talk about how you're going to create a healthy, positive relationship with yourself. You have to feel worthy of love, darling. Love is coming up. Love is all you need, as the Beatles will say. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. I'm going to name this episode Love is All You Need. All you need is love. Wamping it down. All you need is love. Wamping it down. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. This is so true. This is one of them days, man. But do you feel worthy of love? Do you? The pessimism that surrounds us in this physical dimension can affect your self-esteem if you don't have a strong connection and conviction that you are valuable and meaningful. You know what I mean? That's the cause of the pessimism. And you shouldn't view solitude as a weakness. Sometimes we put these self-imposed solitudes on ourselves to say, I'm just going to be alone so that I can reflect and I don't need anybody. That's not the way a vibrational energy works. Okay. Sure. We can get plenty from the trees and our walks along the river and our visits to the beach, but souls need other souls, period. Don't view your solitude as a weakness. This is a time that your soul is telling you that some inner work is needed and that a reevaluation of your path is needed before you can shine again. So during this moment where you're sitting in the silence of your soul, I bet you you're a meditator. Now we're going to give you some intentions. You realize that the spirit of family and your master teachers and your guides are with you. You are never alone, darling. So even when you go off onto these self-imposed loneliness crusades, know that God is with you. Know that spirit is with you. Know that your guides and ancestors are with you. And the messaging that will be provided to you will let you know that you also need other souls and the vibration of other souls to survive in this world. It's okay to venture back out. If you have done so already, congratulations. If you're working on it, let's see what the Nap Ministry deck has to say. I'm going to shuffle a little bit. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Now, I'm going to pull a card from this deck and see what it says. Mm-hmm. Let me see now. I've got to admit, I pulled two cards. I was trying to cheat. I was like, but I'm going to read them one after the other. It's saying, I will do less. Watch me thrive. The other one says, I am expansive. I will rest. So the first one, I will do less. Watch me thrive, says, how can you access pleasure, joy, and liberation if you're too tired to experience them? Where can you create more space in your life? What can you say no to? Consider what rest has to offer you. It's time to slow down. It's time to thrive. And then the other card in regards to I'm expansive, I will rest, says, repeat this quietly to yourself. I refuse to let the systems have me, trick me, use me, or steal my rest. No human or system can tell me my own liberation is not possible. I do not belong to grind culture. I will rest. Speak these words whenever you feel grind culture robbing your energy and time. So sometimes we go into isolation when we're tired. Make sure that you're not tiring yourself out unnecessarily, forcing yourself to go into isolation. Remember the power of love. I hope that this messaging reaches you, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I hope that you enjoy your time this year, focusing on rest, focusing on love, and focusing on pairing your vibrational energy with others. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Happy birthday, BB. How you doing? Happy birthday to you. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for getting this happy birthday card reading. I hope you enjoy or get some kind of valuable lesson from the decks that I'm using today. This is something special I'm doing for this particular episode only because I just got this new deck that I'm trying out. So you guys are the guinea pigs. So blessings to you and happy birthday. BB, for the Soul's Journey deck, the card that I pulled for you is adversity. Adversity, BB, which is telling me that you are facing some as of late. So I want to tap into how we can help you this year. And really what the nuts and bolts of this is saying is that you need to accept the challenges because they are the best way you can learn right now. Now, maybe you don't want to hear that. But now you know the whys. The why. Why am I facing adversity? Because challenges for you are the best way you're going to learn. I mean, that's just the hard, cold truth. And, you know, maybe that was the mission your soul chose, that, you know, life was not going to be all the way easy. But I'm sure there was joy for you at many pieces and parts, as they say, joy in the morning, right? So the obstacles are being presented to you so that you can overcome them. It's that simple. It may not be easy to hear, but know that and believe that you will overcome these obstacles. Because, honey, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in you. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that, oh, they believe in me and I don't. No. Confidence comes to those who have succeeded in conquering adversity. And then as you meet every new challenge and every new hurdle, they won't seem so daunting because you'd be like, honey, I've seen that, been there, done that. That's how people become wise. People just don't become wise, BB, but because they're wise. No, they've been through shit. It's that simple. That's how you become wise, period. You learn something, you learned the lesson, and now you could convey that lesson or you can teach others, but you can also teach yourself along the way. Now, at this moment, this is an opportunity for you to reach out to your soul family, you know, the people that you vibe with on a spiritual level, because they are there for you. And this kind of speaks to the previous person's reading, but you're not alone in this time of challenge. You'll see it. You'll see it. There'll be people with, you know, offers to help. If you need that help, others are waiting to offer assistance. This is what spirit is telling you, honey. And if you don't see it, then we need to work on that. And hopefully the NAP ministry deck will give a message, because there are people on standby waiting to help you. And this particular test may have come into your life, and the lesson may be that you need to receive. Are you in a place that allows you to receive instead of always wanting to give and give and give? If you don't see the people that are there waiting to give, it's because, not because they're not there, it's because you're not in a place to receive. It's that simple. Take it. Come on, take that medicine, honey. Take it. But let's see what the NAP Ministries deck has to say in regards to some things you can do in the meantime to see who's offering help, okay? Or just to get yourself in a place to receive. Now, as always, these messages are about rest, but what is the particular? It says, I will wander and flow more. Rest is an experiment. Here's the message. You don't have to know everything right now, baby. You will know everything. Actually, what they said is you will never know everything. I thought that was an odd sentence. You will never know everything. There we go. That sounds better. Resting in a, you know, capitalist system will be a meticulous love practice. Yes, indeed. Back to that. All we need is love. Ooh, the Beatles knew something. You don't have to have it all figured out. Even though you seem like the type that is always trying to figure shit out. Your desire to reclaim your time and your body from exhaustion is the first step to a rested future. So it's the desire, the mindset. You understand? The mindset. You desiring to reclaim your time and your body from exhaustion is the first step to a rested future. Focus on experimenting with rest. How about that? It's a tool for your liberation. Are you resting? Did all three of the people who got cards today need rest? Do all Black women need rest? Sure. But yours is an experiment. Because you have to have the mindset that rest is needed. This grind culture bull is for the birds. And I don't even want to wish that on the poor birds, honey. So have a wonderful year of experimenting with rest. Have a wonderful year of facing the adversities and moving on. Okay? You're a fighter, and fighters need rest. Face those challenges one at a time, become wiser, and become more rested. I wish you a glorious, glorious happy birthday. And thank you again for getting a happy birthday card reading. Toodles. Well, if you cannot tell by now, I'm on a love trip. It's that simple. I have been focused on love for a while because I really believe that the work we do for our hearts is the work that will save our lives. And all three of these readings touch upon love, love of self, expression of love, the need to rest, obviously, because I used the rest deck. I knew the rest deck was going to give some tools and understanding to these individuals. And I hope that even with an uncured deck, that the messaging was clear and pronounced and resonated with our three birthday card recipients today. So I'm not going to make this outro lengthy and long because I really believe that the messages in themselves can offer advice not only to the recipients, but those who are listening as well. Make love a theme in your life. Expand your hearts, people. Expand your hearts. Build a bridge between the heart and the mind so that you can cross between the two and build connectivity, synchronization. It's super important that we reach these abilities on a vibrational level to heal ourselves, not just physically, but spiritually. And so with gratitude, thank you all for returning. I believe I have somebody so far to read next week. So if you know any May birthday people, tell them to come on board. All right. Always looking for more and more people to do birthday card readings for. And I hope you're enjoying this. And I'll see you all next week on next week's episode. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oladare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.